Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Every day, millions take to the internet to find love, a date, or just a hookup. While many encounters become exciting new relationships, some become devastating dates with death. I'm about to tell you the story of one such deadly online connection. Welcome to I Met My Murderer Online. I'm Patricia Brown, but you can call me Patches.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
From the outside, it appeared as though 24-year-old CCB had it all. She was a beautiful Chinese heiress, poised to take over her family's multi-million dollar business after her postgraduate studies in Wales.
Coming from an extremely rich family, CCB had to be cautious. Beyond the normal dangers of online dating, coming from a widely publicized family necessitates even more caution.
People often wonder why women stay in abusive relationships. But here's the thing. Nobody wants to believe that they're in an abusive relationship. And it's often easier to make excuses or rationalize their partner's behavior. And many times, the abuser has manipulated their partner's self-esteem to such a degree, it's so low that by the time it gets physical or even sexually abusive, they don't feel like they deserve a better life.
Little did Cece know, finding love would lead to meeting her murderer online. CCB was born and raised in China. In 2015, CC moved to Cardiff, Wales to get her master's degree in international business and seemed to be living her dream. When she was 15, she and her brother Zexon moved to England to further their studies. CC thrived at school and even spoke 4 languages, including English, Spanish, and French. Her love of languages lent itself to a love of travel. Friends described her as bubbly, happy, intelligent, outgoing, and loyal.
Like many single women in their 20s, CC turned to online dating to meet someone.
This is journalist Joe Garner.
She made an account on the dating site Plenty of Fish, where she was matched with Jordan Matthews, a pub chef who lived in Cardiff. They messaged back and forth for a little while, and then they decided to meet.
CC and Jordan met in person in April of 2015, and their relationship moved quickly. As the relationship developed, Jordan learned about CC's family and their fortune.
It got to the point that CC was paying for everything, just bankrolling Jordan's life.
This is criminal defense attorney Sarah Azari.
Coming from an extremely rich family, CC had to be cautious. Beyond the normal dangers of online dating, coming from a widely publicized family necessitates even more caution.
CC lived far away from her family and support system. The one exception was her brother Zexon, who moved to Europe with her when they were in school. He loved her and was a big part of her life.
For us out there, you know, our money, people look for that.
We started dating before, you know, I was rich.
Yeah.
At first, Jordan moved in with CC, A few months later, they moved to France together for Cece to work on her language skills before eventually returning to Cardiff to get a flat together.
Unfortunately, once the new relationship glow faded, Cece was already trapped in Jordan's manipulative web. As with most domestic violence cases, it started slowly.
Who are you texting?
It's just a friend.
Let me see it then.
It's just a friend.
Let me see it, Cece.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm fucking serious.
It's fine. It's just a friend.
Let me see it.
Most abusers have no idea that they're abusive, especially at the beginning.
This is Bea Cote, a licensed clinical social worker and a licensed marriage and family therapist who specializes in working with abusers.
I once had a group of, I work with all abusers, and I had and it's a group setting, because domestic violence is not a clinical problem. It doesn't have a mental health causation. And so you can't treat it as a mental health problem. There is no treatment. It's not a disease. It's not a disorder, right? It's a behavior. And also, most domestic violence is not criminal. And so oftentimes it starts off slowly and builds, right? Because like I tell my guys, go ahead and the first time you go out with somebody, punch them in the face on the first date. Do you think she'll ever go out with you again? Oh, Miss B, I can't believe you said that. Well, but it's true, because it doesn't happen that way. If they punched us in the face on the first date, we would, of course, never go out with them again, because we don't have the investment in the relationship. And so it builds slowly most of the time.
Cece was an intelligent woman, but any person can get caught up in an abusive relationship depending on the circumstances. This is the case, especially when people are meeting online as opposed to meeting people through mutual friends. People, unfortunately, feel more comfortable lying when they can hide behind their computer screen.
Cece, let me see it now.
In the beginning, Cece felt these moments of aggression were an anomaly. But Jordan was a good guy who just had a bit of a temper. She didn't want to worry her friends and family, so she would just cover for him.
Jordan became possessive over how Cece was spending her time and who she was talking to. Cece and Jordan's relationship continues down a dangerous slope.
Often people stay in abusive relationships for a few reasons. The first being fear. Fear of their partner's reaction to them leaving, or fear of what their life is going to look like after they leave. Shame also plays a big factor.
CCB was a 24-year-old, well-educated heiress with her whole life ahead of her, until she met Jordan Matthews on a dating site. Their relationship progressed quickly, and CC's life started crumbling.
Friends described CC as a warm and trusting woman. Jordan Matthews exploited these wonderful traits as vulnerabilities.
As their relationship developed, Jordan became very controlling. He demanded to know where Cece was at all times and who she was with.
She stopped talking to friends, especially her ex-boyfriend. The friends that were still in her life noticed that Cece started to become withdrawn. She stopped caring about things she previously loved, like fashion.
According to domestic abuse expert Bea Cote, Cece's isolation was a classic control tactic Jordan used over time.
Isolation is one of the first tactics that abusers will use. And it's not them isolating themselves, it's isolating the victim. And it's not going to look like abuse at the beginning. Isolation, I mean, that's not a crime, right? Nobody knows that's domestic violence. It's part of a pattern. So domestic violence is part of a pattern of coercion, coercive control, verbal abuse, isolation, all of these things, and also sometimes physical abuse and sexual abuse, designed to remind a victim of their place. So the purpose for isolation is control. And you've got, in order to control her, you have to isolate her from her support groups, from her support systems. So you do that first by saying, if you really loved me, you'd want to spend more time with me. If you really loved me, you would dress in a way that pleases me and makes me happy. So especially when people are young, that looks like romance. That looks like love. And pretty soon, you're not hanging out with your brother as much in this case, because you're totally obsessed with this relationship. But it's not just obsessed with it, it's wanting to please. And somewhere along the line, wanting to please becomes compliance. And bingo, he's got her now.
Cece even stopped showing up for classes. It got to the point that she was required to retake a year because she missed so many deadlines.
While Cece had always been a small woman, she began losing a lot of weight. By the time of her death, she weighed under 100 pounds.
Her once exuberant, outgoing personality was gone and replaced with a woman who was quiet and submissive. All while continuing to bankroll Jordan's whole life, Cece even bought Jordan's car.
People often wonder why women stay in an abusive relationship, but here's the thing. Nobody wants to believe they're in an abusive relationship. It's often easier to make excuses or rationalize their partner's behavior. And many times, the abuser has manipulated their partner's self-esteem to such a low level that by the time it gets physical or even sexually abusive, they don't feel they deserve a better life.
Cece continued to cover for Jordan. She made up lie after lie to explain her behavior and her injuries.
So we won't ever know for sure why Cece stayed. Often people stay in abusive relationships for a few reasons. The first being fear. Fear their partner's reaction to them leaving, or fear of what their life's going to look like after they leave. Shame also plays a big factor. Beyond the horrendous physical abuse, Cece also endured emotional abuse from Jordan. As a result, her self-esteem could have been depleted. Some partners stay in abusive relationships because they still love their partner and find it difficult to come to terms with their actions.
Cece accepted Jordan's apologies and continued to make excuses to her loved ones, including her brother.
Sexton started to worry about Cece after friends reached out to him concerned about Cece's sudden behavior changes. He brought it up to her multiple times, only for her to shut him out and push him away. He even noticed she had a black eye covered in makeup. However, when he asked about it, Cece made up even more excuses for Jordan. Sexton tried to get Cece to confide in him, but she never did. In July 2016, 1 month before her death, Cece was admitted to a hospital for a jaw injury. She blamed her jaw injury on falling downstairs in her home because she was wearing heels.
This was later proven to be a lie. Cece and Jordan lived in a first-story flat. All signs pointed to abuse, but Jordan had manipulated Cece to the point that she hid everything and nobody was able to see the signs.
Cece's jaw injury was allegedly caused by Jordan because he wrongfully thought Cece was texting another man. He was paranoid about her talking to literally anybody.
Texts that Jordan had sent Cece were later found. One message read, "You never do anything right. I can't be bothered texting you." Another read, "I have to hit you repeatedly in the head while screaming at you." The events in July 2016 were a harrowing precursor to what would happen next. On the night where Cece lost her life, Jordan's abusive behavior takes a deadly turn when we continue with I Met My Murderer Online.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is I Met My Murderer Online. I'm Patricia Brown. Promising 24-year-old Chinese heiress CCB's life changed when she met Jordan Matthews, a Welsh pub chef on an online dating site. Their relationship quickly changed from romantic to dangerous when Jordan's true personality showed itself. He was possessive, manipulative, and abusive. Journalist Joe Gardner.
1 month after returning home from the hospital because of Jordan's behavior, the same scene played out. He was once again paranoid that she was messaging a man. This time, he was convinced that she had cheated and created a Tinder account and was messaging a man named Ben.
This is criminal defense attorney Sarah Azari.
Detectives later found that CC did not have the Tinder app downloaded on her phone and had no contacts by the name of Ben.
One late night in August 2017, the couple was in their flat. CC walked into the room to get a cigarette. Despite the fact that CC was not talking to any other men, Jordan did not believe her.
Who's texting you?
It's just a friend.
Again?
Yes,
let me see it.
No.
Let me see the phone.
No.
What do you have to hide?
Nothing. Just
CC,
a friend.
Let me see it.
Jordan was convinced that CC was not faithful. His insecurities had become violent before, but never to this level. Jordan may have felt inadequate compared to CC's extravagant life. He may have felt emasculated because she paid for everything. Therapist B. Cote says abusers like Jordan Matthews have a sense of entitlement.
What they're saying is, baby, I'm so sorry. You know, I've never hurt you before. I will never hurt you again. I'm horrified, whatever, right? But what they're thinking is that jolt of power that came from that first strike. Power is a belief. Control is a behavior that comes from that belief. And it's all a part of entitlement. So why do abusers abuse? They abuse because they feel entitled to, for whatever reason. And it may be with somebody like Jordan that she's got everything, I've got nothing. I have a right to something. So it may be that. That may be the entitlement. And within that entitlement is the power and control. But it's not always about power and control. But in cases like this, it certainly is. And it's not about getting power, because they may not know it, but they have. We as a society automatically give men the power in a relationship as a default setting, right? And so I'm not saying that every man abuses power. Of course not. And some even share it, right? But it's a default setting. And so it's not about getting the power. It's about reminding her who has the power.
The night of the murder, Jordan slammed CeCe into the couch before throwing her into their bedroom where the rest of the attack took place. Jordan later admitted to having to hold CeCe up so he could continue hitting her. By the end of the attack, over one-third of her body was covered in fresh wounds. Jordan Matthews continued to beat CeCe for several hours. The attack started at 1:30 a.m., and Jordan didn't call 999 until 8:30 a.m. when CeCe collapsed from her injuries.
Jordan was eerily calm when he called 999. He said that he and his girlfriend had been, quote-unquote, bickering.
One thing led to another, and me and my lady got in a little bicker.
When paramedics arrived, she was so battered, one medic thought that she was already dead. CeCe was then taken to the hospital where she died later that morning after going into cardiac arrest. CeCe suffered 41 injuries that tragic night, including bruising to her head, face, shoulders, chest, arms, and legs. She had a broken jaw and broken ribs. These injuries were all on top of the dozens of healed injuries she had from Jordan's previous attacks.
After CeCe's death, the detective chief inspector went to see Jordan Matthews at their flat to get more information on what happened that night. and of course, the cause of her injuries.
I regret to inform you, your girlfriend did pass away this morning.
Since Jordan was the one that called 999 and nobody else was in their flat, he was questioned immediately.
Jordan, we've seen the photos of Cece. She was beat up pretty bad. 41 separate injuries. Who do you think did this to her?
I don't know, officer. I've been with her 16 months. We only fought four times, and out of the four times, I hit her once. Once.
You know, she died from internal injuries that were pretty bad. Who could have done this? If it wasn't you, who?
I don't know. Her family's pretty overbearing.
You think her family beat her up?
I told you I hit her once.
Even though all of the evidence pointed towards Jordan, he continued to construct elaborate lies that eventually fell apart. The whole time, though, he kept his composure. He was calm and collected, despite the horrific details he shared with investigators. The truth of his abuse came more into focus with each question. It became clear that her broken jaw from the month before was due to another one of Jordan's attacks.
Were you jealous of Cece?
Who wouldn't have been jealous of Cece?
Do you have any reason?
She got the world by the balls. Her family bankrolls her whole life. She got us that flat.
How many fights did you say you had?
Once.
Just one fight?
One.
It was discovered that Jordan used threats of physical abuse to force Cece to perform sexual acts while calling her worthless, yet the whole time still stating how much he loved her.
And did she make up with you?
Yeah, we made up. We had makeup sex, which is way better than normal sex.
Okay.
As I'm sure you know.
All right.
I loved her. I'd never hurt her.
Despite the severity of Cece's injuries, Jordan kept telling authorities how much he loved his girlfriend and that they had just had a small argument the night before. He claimed that because of his black belt, he may have hit harder than he thought. It was later revealed that Jordan never had a black belt.
As interrogations continued, Jordan started revealing more and more of what happened the night of the murder.
I asked her what she was doing, where she had been today, who she was with. She just would not tell me.
While he finally started telling the truth about the tragic night, he maintained that it was still Cece's fault for being so secretive. He had not trusted her for a long time and became angry whenever he didn't know exactly where she was and who she was with. He explained the attack to investigators in a very cold and distant tone.
I grabbed her by the front of the shirt with two hands and picked her up off the sofa. Then I dragged her with one hand around the sofa and threw her into the bedroom. Then I picked her up from there and threw her into a cabinet. I picked her up from there and I punched her in the stomach. She said something, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Then I picked her up. I just lost it in the moment and she said something she said before. Something to do with her friend Ashley. So I instantly punched her pretty hard in the solar plexus area around here. She instantly pretty much bent over, pretty much fell onto the floor, and then I held her up.
After the attack, Cece was dehydrated and battling severe internal injuries. She drank four glasses of water back to back, but it wasn't enough. She needed immediate medical attention, but help didn't arrive until it was too late. Jordan Matthews is charged with CCB's death, and Zexon, her brother, makes his statement.
I think he was just jealous. Like, she was set to take over the family business, like, in a year or two. And she paid for everything he had. His apartment, his car. I don't think he could take it, you know.
24-year-old postgraduate student CCB died in the hospital after suffering cardiac arrest as a result of being brutally attacked by her boyfriend of 16 months, Jordan Matthews. While detectives were investigating Jordan Matthews, they also spoke with CC's brother, Zexon, who had been weary of Jordan before the fatal attack.
Did you ever see any signs of physical abuse?
There was this one time... We hadn't heard from her in a little bit, and Like, when I came over, it looked like she was covering up a black eye. I should have done something earlier.
Since the two siblings moved to Europe as young teenagers, they had leaned on each other a lot throughout the years. Zexon stated that Jordan had killed his sister needlessly and selfishly.
She paid for everything. I don't think he could take it, you know.
While Zexon was sure that Jordan was the cause of Cece's death, Jordan maintained that the death was only half his fault.
Jordan, it's quite a simple question to start with, okay? Are you responsible for the death of Cece?
I think I'm half responsible for the death of CCB.
And he's going to say, I'm sure, that he lost control. By the way, all of my guys come into the program thinking they are the victims. So, yeah, I may have accidentally killed her, but she hurt my feelings. She had me arrested before. She got a restraining order on me. So I'm really the victim, and I was just responding to her hurting me.
Abuse expert B. Cote says, like most abusers, Jordan most likely learned his behavior from seeing someone in his family abusing another.
I once had a group, and it was a small group, maybe eight guys. I said to them, how many of you were witnesses to domestic violence as children? Three of them raised their hand and said that they had been witnesses to domestic violence as kids. They were all young. One was black, one was white, one was Hispanic. They were all very young, like 20, 22. And I said to them, did you make a promise to yourself at the time that you witnessed this, that you would never be this person who abused your mom? And they all said, yeah, absolutely. And I said, when did you break that promise to yourself? And all three of them said that it was with their very first girlfriend that they hit for the very first time. Two were 16, one was 18. So they did not acknowledge, even though they'd been in my program for a while, that there were other kinds of abuse that came before that first hit. So they saw that first hit as being that first act of abuse. And I said to them, what was your immediate emotional response? What was your first thought right after you hit that first woman for the first time? One of them said, bitch should have called the police first time. The other one said, yeah. And the third one said, I knew I'd do it again.
The post-mortem examination revealed numerous and widespread bruises across her entire body that were caused by fists, feet, knees, and a rod or stick-like weapon. These injuries were ultimately the cause of her death.
She brought this upon herself. She's a cheater. She's a liar.
Jordan's lies became more and more convoluted, and the facts just were not lining up.
She had Tinder. I found Tinder on her phone.
Well, yeah, it must have been a different phone because we looked at her phone. We didn't see any Tinder apps or any evidence of any other guys.
Officer, that Tinder can be deleted off a phone. Come on.
First, he had a black belt, but that was proven false. Then he claimed that he was planning on proposing to Cece, but there was never any proof of that either. He also claimed at first to have only hit Cece once, but an examination of her body proved that that was not the case either.
At first, Jordan denied anything more than one punch. Later, he admitted to manslaughter.
Jordan, I've seen the photos of Cece. She had 41 separate incidents, feet, hand injuries, all over her body. Now, how did this happen?
He maintained that he never meant to kill her.
Yes, I beat her up. Yes, I called 999, got her to the hospital, but I didn't kill her. She was fine when I left her.
Jordan was charged with murder and appeared in court. Prosecutors argued that Jordan was guilty because of his history of abuse and Cece's vulnerability given her height and weight, because she was unable to fight back. The defense argued lack of intent. that Jordan had no intention to kill and that there was no evidence that the assault was premeditated.
More of our story in a moment when I Met My Murderer Online continues.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Patricia Brown, and this is I Met My Murderer Online. After a 10-day trial, Jordan Matthews was found guilty of murdering CCB.
The sentence associated with murder is a minimum of 15 years to life in prison. The judge, Justice Nicola Davies, sentenced Jordan Matthews to life in prison with a minimum term of 18 years.
Jordan was actually assessed by two psychiatrists, but the judge decided that, quote, whatever the difficulties of your childhood, they cannot provide the excuse for the gratuitous violence that you inflicted on CCB. And further went on to say that she found his remorse less than genuine and that he lied and lied again.
Zexon made a statement on behalf of CC's family.
CC will always be in our hearts, no matter how broken they are.
Zexon continued his statement. All this was taken away from her and us by the selfish, mindless, and gutless actions of Jordan Matthews, who brutally killed her for no other reason than jealousy. He has wallowed in self-pity and refused to accept the truth. This has meant that we have had to endure hearing the events of CC's death played out in the public arena of the Crown Court and the media.
Here's a quote from Ellery Butler, chief executive of the Welsh Women's Aid. On average, two women a week are killed in England and Wales by a partner or ex-partner. Coercive controlling behavior is the most dangerous form of abuse. We must work together to prevent domestic abuse from happening in the first place and to enable women and children to access the support and safety they need at an earlier stage.
Therapist B. Cote says there are ways to help someone you suspect of being abused, but you want to be cautious.
Document everything, every sign of abuse, every interaction, every failed interaction, you know, attempts. So document everything. If she is open to it, try to talk to her away from him. It's going to be hard. And if he interferes with that, document that too. Right? But try to get her alone and try to get her a safety plan. Anybody can Google safety plan. You can go to the national hotline and Google safety plan. And so you come up with a safety plan and say, honey, you don't have to leave. I'm not trying to make you leave. But I want you to put some plans in place just in case things get bad or just in case things get worse. And let them know that no matter what, you will always be there for them. Now, what you don't want to do is to shelter her if she's running from an abuser, unless you can assure her safety, because he's going to go find her at the very first place he knows she may go. So if she's fleeing, she needs to flee to a place where he doesn't have any idea where she might be. So the family can work with her on that while not sheltering her directly. And one thing that's important too to know is that almost all domestic violence murders happen because the victim left the abuser. The statistic is 76%. But that's only for those who have, like, legally left, have established a new home, have made it public that they were gone. That doesn't cover all the women, mostly women, who are killed because they were trying to leave or had just left. If you count those in, my guess is you're closer to 95%. So why would any victim leave? Why would any victim leave if she knows that he's going to kill her if she leaves? And that may have been the case with Cece.
If you or a loved one are a victim of domestic violence, please reach out for help.
There are already inherent dangers in dating. You can never know who you are meeting or who they really are beneath the surface. That danger multiplies when a couple meets online because of the added anonymity of the internet. The judge in Jordan's trial addressed Jordan and said, "You relentlessly and remorselessly inflicted physical injury upon a defenseless young woman." CCB's life was full of promise until she met Jordan Matthews on a dating site. Her promising future and bubbly personality were cut short because she met her murderer online. I'm Patricia Brown, but you can call me Patches.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Allow your imagination to be piqued by stories that are brought to life through captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. As an Audible member, you'll be able to keep your heart rate up month after month because you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. If you're in the mood for a shocking psychological thriller, check out None of This Is True by Lisa Jewell. Embrace brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.